This is The Mudroom, uncommon sense parenting classes with your parenting coach, Alana Robinson. Weekly nuggets of developmentally appropriate parenting wisdom to help you parent your toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners more effectively with less effort. The Mudroom is recorded live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Now, here's Alana.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Mudroom. This is our free weekly uncommon sense parenting class. How is everyone today? American Thanksgiving is on the horizon, and I know a lot of parents are already planning their new year. And this weekend, I'm running my How to Raise Well-Behaved Kids class live. So if you haven't registered for that yet, I encourage you to. The link is somewhere around here in the description. But I know that American Thanksgiving is kind of the kickoff to the holiday season here in North America. So I figured before we go planning to get our shit together for the new year, let's first make a plan for the holidays. Before we get into that, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Alana Robinson, and I'm a parenting coach for parents of toddlers, preschoolers, and kindergartners. I help you understand why your children are misbehaving and how to fix it without yelling, shaming, or using timeouts. I'm your host here on The Mudroom. I'm also the host of the Parenting Posse Facebook group, and I'm the creator of the Parentability Program, where I help you raise well-behaved kids of your own. If you're watching, don't forget to drop your questions and comments in the chat. I'd be happy to answer them. And while you're here, don't forget to like and subscribe so that you never miss another class. So, my oldest turned 8 this week, which means that the holidays are coming fast and furious. As a Canadian, the passing of Remembrance Day has always signaled the start of the holiday season for me, until I had my son. So now it's more like a warning shot. But I know for Americans, your Thanksgiving is coming up, and that's the busiest travel time of the year for y'all. And for Canadians, it's Christmas. So no matter where you reside, chances are you're in for some kind of chaos over the next 2 months. So I thought, before we get into the thick of it, we ought to chat about how to keep the goddess of consistency happy. Because if there's one thing you ought to know after following me for any length of time, it's that if you are inconsistent, you are screwed. There is no saving you. And it can be very difficult to be consistent when there are things happening that happen literally never other than during the holidays. I don't think there's any easy with the holidays, really. They're all just different kinds of hard. Whether you stay home or you travel across the country or you road trip or whatever, none of it is easy. They're all just different kinds of hard. The holidays are by their nature inconsistent. It's once a year. Our schedules are shot to hell during the holidays, and it starts next week with going and doing far more shopping than we usually do by putting up Christmas trees, baking, visiting, all the shenanigans that go on at school and daycare during Christmas. It's like it's just barely controlled chaos. So the goddess of consistency is already on edge. Your kids are already expending far more energy than they are on a normal day-to-day basis. So that's important to recognize. This is not business as usual. You cannot expect your child to operate as though it is. This is basically a month-long circus, and we have to treat it as such. But we can make it less hard by not intentionally irritating the goddess of consistency. There's no need to throw in behavioral stress on top of all the other kinds of stress the holidays bring. And maintaining consistency, no matter whether you're traveling or at home, is the absolute key to keeping the status quo when it comes to behavior expectations during the holidays. And by maintaining consistency, you're reducing that stress. So I have 3 main tips for maintaining consistency through the holidays, whether you're traveling or not. First is make everything mind-numbingly predictable. I cannot tell you how many times parents have said to me, she knows that after it's lights out, it's time to put her book away and go to sleep. But at grandma's, she throws a massive fit. Because this is a new situation. A major variable, the environment, has changed. Children are excellent scientists. They recognize when there are new variables thrown into the mix. And then they have to test whether those variables affect what they know to be true. If I throw a fit at bedtime at grandma's house, will grandma or grandpa come override mom or dad? Gotta test it. Can I eat tons of candy before dinner at auntie's house when there's Christmas music playing? Gotta test it. We've been ripping paper all day. Does that mean I can rip books now too? Gotta test it. We, as adults, have already tested all these things. Ask your parents. We know what variables change circumstances and accepted behavior expectations and which ones don't. Our kids are not us. They need to test them themselves. Children do not learn from being told something. They learn by doing. So by making things mind-numbingly predictable, we help them reduce the variables that need testing. Use visuals. A first then board is going to be your best friend when it comes to unpredictable family gatherings, because generally, at least you know what you're currently doing, so first, and what is coming next, then, right? First, we're opening presents, then we're going to eat. First, we're going to go snowshoeing, then we're going to have hot chocolate. I know that that seems ridiculous, especially if you have like a 4, 5, 6-year-old, but y'all, you cannot fly by the seat of your pants and then expect that your child will just adjust. That would be lovely, but it's not how children are built. They don't have the energy to do that. Set shifting is extremely draining. Unpredictability means danger to them. It means that they're using a lot more gas in their tank, which means that their brain will perceive their exhaustion as a threat. And that's when the screaming and crying and irrational and emotional behavior starts. Simplify it by making it as predictable as possible. Okay. Second, don't change foundational routines. It doesn't matter where my children are, bedtime happens the exact same bloody way. They eat dinner. Immediately after dinner, they have a bath or a shower. They read a book with an adult that is not me. I go in and sing songs. Then they go to sleep. It doesn't matter if we're at home, at Nana's, at Grandma's, at our cottage, visiting family friends, in a hotel, or on the moon, bedtime always happens the same way. I can fudge the timing of it a bit, but generally no more than an hour. Just don't mess with that. Don't throw in unpredictable crap like, oh, now we've read our book, time to go downstairs and say goodnight to everyone. No! Say goodnight before you start the routine. Routines are familiar and predictable. If you start messing with them, you're setting yourselves up for failure. Same with naps. Naps. I know it sucks that you can only use half of your day. But if you have a sensitive napper, don't go fucking with their naps, please. Sorry, Auntie. If you want to get together at 1 p.m., we're gonna have to do it at our house because Junior naps in the afternoon. Or sure, we'd love to come for the afternoon. Junior needs a nap from 1 p.m. though. Is there a quiet room that we could set up his playpen in? If your child is used to sleeping in the dark with white noise and in a sleep sack with his Seuss and his Lovey, do not mess with that. Bring it all. I highly recommend the snooze shade or the slumber pod for those who have kiddos in playpens because it's a lot easier to black out the playpen than it is to black out their room. And you can practice using it leading up to the holidays. If your child has never slept in a slumber pod and then you set it up for the first time at grandpa's house, there's no way in hell they're going to sleep in there. Practice on days where you can control bedtime and move it up if they don't nap. Get them used to it before you need it and the stakes are high, like at a family gathering. Keep the conditions as the same as possible. If you use a visual timer to let them know when dinner is or how long they have to play before you leave for somewhere, keep that going during the holidays. It always floors me when parents say, Oh, well, we usually use a timer to warn him about leaving somewhere, but we didn't because it was the holidays. No! You should be doubling down on the timer because it's the holidays. 3, prepare them as much as possible. Okay, social stories are fantastic for this. We have a social story that I call, we're going to visit someone old. And the story basically goes, we're going to visit someone old. Their house is full of breakable stuff. It is not set up for kids. Old people get very frustrated and offended when you touch their things. I will not touch their things without asking first. If I need to move my body in a big way, I will ask mom or dad to take me outside. I will use walking feet in their home. I will say please and thank you. I will talk loudly so that they can hear me. If I don't want to hug them or shake their hand, I can say no thank you. I can ask mom or dad where the bathroom is if I need to pee or poop. Visiting old people makes them happy, but I will have to have a calm body while we do it. And we read it like 3 to 4 times before going to visit anyone over the age of 70. My grandpa's 103. My husband's grandparents are in their late 80s. It's not something that we do super frequently, so I do need to remind them of the expectations before we go. And by writing it into a simple story, it helps them remember it. It's easy for them to review on their own, and it's easy to set the exact same expectations every time we go. We have ones for how to behave in a church, how to behave when opening presents, how to find out where the bathroom is in an unfamiliar place, what to do with food we don't want to eat when visiting someone, how to let mom and dad know you're getting tired, how to behave on an airplane, etc., etc., etc. I have probably like 30 of them that pertain to expectations that they don't have to meet very often and generally at no other time during the year other than the holidays. And as I said, it helps because it's consistency. It's a lot easier to memorize when there's pictures and words and they're on the same page in the same order every single time. Social narratives are something that my parent ability members get every month. Every month I add 4 new visuals, and often those are social stories that they can just print off and use. A lot of my new parent ability clients are really resistant to using the stories, and many of them put off using them for as long as they can. They think they're kind of stupid at first until they try one, and then it's like angels start singing because it worked so well. Use social narratives. So those are my top 3 tips for weathering the holidays without pissing off the goddess of consistency. If you can do those 3 things, make everything mind-numbingly predictable, don't go messing with existing routines, and prepare them for new expectations, you're going to have the best holiday season that you can possibly have. I don't guarantee you're not going to have a meltdown or two. As I said, it's barely controlled chaos and it's stressful, but you will drastically reduce the meltdowns, both in severity and frequency. And as always, you can come and join us in the Parenting Posse to continue the conversation. And if you're curious about parentability and exactly how all of this stuff that we talk about on the Mudroom fits together and whether that would be like a good fit for your family, don't forget to register for our free class on Friday. We're going to be covering the 3 mistakes every parent makes that cause our kids to actually misbehave more, the secret to knowing when your child is going to misbehave before they do, and the 3-factor framework that I teach in parentability that teaches our kids the skills they need to behave well. All right, that's it. Do you think you can pull off those 3 things this holiday? Does this give you some ideas for things that you need to get in place now so that it's not crazy when the time comes? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I will see you next week for our last Uncommon Sense Parenting class of 2021. It's hard to believe. Bye.
You've been listening to The Mudroom, Uncommon Sense Parenting Classes with Alana Robinson. If you like what you just heard, remember to join us live every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Facebook. And don't forget to rate, subscribe, share, and connect with us in the Parenting Posse Facebook group. This has been an Alana Robinson Family Services production.